Welcome to the Dope Black Woman podcast, the podcast where we share stories of Black excellence as part of our safe digital sisterhood. I'm Leanne Levos.
I'm Rashan, but you can call me Shan.
I'm Livs.
Hey, Han, did you miss me? So, yes.
Hey, okay. The trio is back, baby.
I just remembered. I was meant to do a voice note at the start of the last one and I didn't, but we moved.
It's okay. I let the people know you weren't there. That's all they need to know.
You done them. I don't even need to know my business and that. You know what I mean? But man can't make it and that. No questions and that. You get me, big man.
Even though all of us share our business on this podcast.
How have you guys been in the last week? How's it treating you?
Up and down. Lockdown is still hard, you know. And I think January is always a long month. You add in lockdown, you add in the weather. It's all a bit mad.
You add in the brokenness. Or is that just me?
Yeah, this week has been crazy busy with work. And between trying to manage, like, work and my dating cycle, it's very, very...
Oh, stop it. Trying to put these guys into your very busy schedule.
So how's it going for you then, Leanne? Because before you left the UK, your dating life was
minimal,
on pause,
very minimal. I didn't want to be rude. I think some nice words. No, but since you've been there, you've been in your element. You've had you know, a choice,
a busy diary. Apparently,
talk to us about...
I was waiting on Shan to call me out just a while ago and start listing all of the people that have been going on.
I can't do that.
So actually, when I got back, I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to date. I'm not going to get too serious too quickly with anyone. I'm going to, you know, just hang out. And then I started seeing someone kind of more consistently than I was seeing anybody else. This is last year now.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were seeing each other, but I kind of knew deep down that it wasn't going to go anywhere because he's a lot younger than me and we just were in different stages in our life. And my girlfriend, Kimmy, big up Kimmy, she was on our Grace Instagram Live a few months ago. But yeah, so she said to me, she's like, Leanne, but why don't you just stop dating him? And I was like, well, you know, I'm just kind of seeing how it goes. She's like, no, you're actually being emotionally promiscuous. I was like, what does that mean? But I'm very upfront about why I'm dating, the fact that I am dating around, so I'm not misleading anyone. Because Jamaican culture is very, we don't have a dating culture here. Like, you don't go out on dates. You hang out with people in a group. You might go out on one date by yourself, and then all of a sudden...
Really?
Friendship. Yeah, it's very strange. That,
oh, so in London,
oh gosh,
you'll be seeing someone for 4 years. And then
I don't tell you. I don't know why you've got feelings.
I don't know why you're taking it so seriously.
But remember,
just because I took you to the shower doesn't mean I love you. Gosh, calm down.
We're just friends. She's around my house every weekend. She knows my mom, but it's nothing serious.
But remember, what's also commonplace in Jamaica is cheating. So. Oop. I remember one of the first dates that I went out on. Oh, you guys, you know this story. So do you remember the guy who I went out with?
Chair.
With the chair, yes.
That's the same chair.
So the guy I actually went out with last year, who was the cause of the chair, not the actual thrower of the chair, but the person who prompted the throwing of the chair.
Yeah.
When I came back, he was like, oh, yeah, let's go. Da, 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 da. And he was like, you know, you're everything that I could want in a woman. Like, this is perfect. Like, you are smart. You're educated. Da, da, da. And he's like, but I just want to know if I have to post you on Instagram. And
that's such a weird question.
And the thing is, I don't post my partners on Instagram. Like, I'm very private in that sense. I think I've done it once in my entire life and I'll probably never do it again.
Yeah.
But... it was just, as you said, it's a weird question. And then he was just like, and you know, I might continue to see other women, but I'll be respectful about it.
What do you guys, so there's two layers here that I want to unpack. So the first layer is about posting. So you don't post, I don't post. Livs, you post, don't you?
So I haven't really used social media or posted since lockdown became.
No, I mean, but when you use Instagram, but before, you posted, didn't
yeah,
you?
I did post. I think it took me maybe 5 months. No, let me be fair. Maybe 4 months before I posted Josh for the first time. Okay, but I waited until he did it first. Let me not lie. Like when he did it, I was like, okay, cool.
But what do you think the difference is between, like, what do you think for you prompted you to want to post? Like, before he posted it, did you want to post him anyway?
It was, I mean, I'm not big on social media. None of us are big on social media to be like, oh, you know, I had to let my followers know. Like, no. But
my one follower.
But, you know, social media is a good way to just keep photos you like in a place where you know you're not going to accidentally delete them or lose them or lose your phone. Mm. Like, I don't really trust the cloud. I don't really understand the cloud. So, you know, I use more social media for that purpose. But it was definitely consciousness in my mind, like, okay, if I put this up and then we break up, do I have to take it down? And, like, people ask questions. But so I definitely waited until I felt secure in the relationship to do that.
Yeah.
Shan, what about you? Do you, when did you start posting? How do you feel about it?
Well, I've never been someone who posts in general. Like, I think I've got like 6 pictures on my Instagram.
That's true.
And 3 of them might have been from last year. Do you get what I mean? Because I was bored. We were in a pandemic and we still are. Like, I've never really been a poster. But I think sometimes it does cause unnecessarily pressures in relationship. Well, definitely in my experience. So, like, even with now, so I was about to refer to him as boy as a word, a way of not using his name. And that's actually really rude. But anyway.
Your partner.
So my fella.
My fella.
Yeah. So my fella.
My mister.
He was like, yeah. So he's posted me several times. But then one day we was like arguing. He must have brought up that I hadn't posted him. And I was looking at him like, what are you on about? I don't even post myself. Do you get it? Like, if I don't post me, why do we post to you? So I feel like for some people it can be a problem, but I think you have to just, I feel like in situation you're just being petty. But I think for me, I just don't like posting personal things full stop. Whereas like my Snapchat, I post everything. So if I have you on Snap, you'll see me, him, my siblings and things like that. Whereas like my Instagram and my Facebook or my Twitter, I don't really post in that way. So I think it kind of depends on the app. But I think I've always just been very like aware of dangerous people, and that's what's made me like not want to post too much things about me. So even like LinkedIn, I've always found it quite scary to be updating where I've worked. If someone wanted to find me, they could easily search on LinkedIn where I work and come to that building. Do you get what I mean? Like, if someone wanted to stalk me, and this is going a bit deep though, but if someone wanted to like stalk me or cause me harm, not that I have like fair haters, because I don't have any, but like if someone wanted to do that, they could. I think I've watched too many scary films that's made me be really conscious.
No, but it's true. It's real. It happens. And, you know, when you hear about cases in the news, not saying I would ever wish this upon any of you, you know, or anything even remotely similar, but, you know, you hear cases on the news of girls going missing or whatever. Nowadays, social media is always a factor. Like, that's how they got the information, or the, you know, this is where she was last seen. Or so I think, you know, sometimes we don't think about what are you uploading, who sees it, you know, what do you want those people that to actually know about your lives? Do these people need to know this? Like, is it really their business?
I think my point of view on it is that, like, especially as it relates to relationships, I think there's a distinction between my stories and my posts. So if you're a part of my life,
even that fake life, that Instagram life.
No, because stories are, they don't stay. They're not permanent, right? So if we're dating and we're on our way to, I don't know, the Maldives for a week long vacation.
Ooh.
You might get.
We're dating and we're going to the Maldives. Ooh, I love it.
You know, let's paint the scenario. Yeah.
Money, man.
No, that is my motto for 2021. No more broke pocket man for 2021. Hey. It's not happening. But yeah, if we're going to the Maldives or to Bali or something like that, and you know,
I thought you were gonna say the mall, like the shopping mall.
Maldives. then you might get featured in the stories. But as a matter of posting, yeah. I think I did it once in my last relationship and he never posted me because he was very like, oh, my Instagram is for work, you know, which is true. Like, I can't say that.
Yeah.
People do that and that's perfectly fine. But then I was just like, but then I'm not going to be the yamhead who's posting my man all over.
Posting away, innit?
And look, now we're not together. So as Liv's pointed out, it's like, do I delete that shit? Do I archive it? Like, what do I do?
Yeah, I can't be in anyone's group chat being laughed at. Like, not that I do this now, but younger me, I would screenshot a bitch's picture, put it in my group chat and be like, lol, she's here doing this, but secretly, her man doing that. And it's not nice. Obviously, this is before I made Dope Black Women. You know what I mean? This is before I was an ally for all women. No, I'm joking. But like, I can't be being laughed at. I'm sorry. I'm sure it will happen in my lifetime, like, because shit happens. But I just feel like, yeah, that's not for me. But something else I wanted to ask to everyone, but picking up of what you said before, Leanne. So you were talking about the fact that the guy that prompted the guy throwing the chair, let's call him Adam. So you were saying that, a typical Jamaican name, do you know what I mean? So you were saying that he told you outright that, like, he's dating other people. Yeah. So I just wanted to get you, like, both of your opinions on that, because I've got mine, which I'll come to at the end. So I think you're both aware of the situation that I was in before, lol. But, yeah, what, like, how
does that make Baghetto. Do you know what? Well, I have been off the dating scene for a while now, but the thing I found the most aggravating about dating is just even like the rules, the unspoken rules around dating, like even the phrase seeing someone, like what does that actually mean? Because as Leanna said, in Jamaican culture, that might be one date, like, and here it might mean 30. But I remember that, you know, I was talking to a guy and, you know, he ghosted me and it never went anywhere. Could I be like, oh, we were seeing each other? Because I don't feel like I really got to know him.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? Like, seeing each other.
How long were you guys seeing each other or talking?
We went on 2 dates. But this is the thing, like,
you're just talking.
But what is talking?
He's someone you communicated for a short period of time.
But we lisped. So I don't talk to everyone I meet.
You lisped.
I lisped.
You mean you lips, not lips?
Yeah,
you lips.
Okay, yeah,
I could lip someone in a game of dares. Doesn't mean I've dated them.
No, but if you went on, that's what I'm saying, like dating someone, seeing someone, talking to someone, all these different phrases, and the time lapse are, you know, they're not set in stone. So I all of that I just found like a complete miss. Dating can be overwhelming sometimes. And especially
if someone said to you, like, let's say, imagine you was dating, obviously we know you're not, shout out Josh, but imagine you was dating, or imagine when you first started dating Josh, he was like, and you, let's say you still liked him in the same way that you did, that ended up you being in a relationship with him, but imagine he was like, oh, I'm actually, like, I'm interested in you, but I'm actually currently dating other people at the same time, like, how would that make you feel? Would that have made you be like, okay, I'm not going to talk to you anymore, or would you still have been like, yeah, let's go for it?
How long have me and him been dating? Because if he said this on the first
date... He told you at the start. Yeah, he's been open.
Okay, so this is like date one. This is like...
Yeah, okay. Date one.
I guess in some ways, like, I think my natural reaction would be to be turned off. Because, like, imagine you're on a first date with someone and they say, oh, by the way, you know, I am seeing other people, I am open. My gut reaction would be like, boy, you ain't all that, like, why are you giving me this information? That's a first date. But I do respect the honesty, so it's a it's a two-way street.
Well, you've got to choose one. Which one are you choosing?
I think I'd be more offended just because my pride would be like, who told you that was interesting? Do you know what I mean? My pride would be
like, go away. What about you, Leanne? So in that situation, how did you feel?
Well, the interesting thing about it is in that moment, I said to him, well, if you're going to date other women, that's fine. I'm going to date other men and I'll demand you. And I think it's just age and stage. Like when I was younger, I don't think I would have been offended. I'd be like, cool, that means we're both doing our thing, because I'm not trying to jump into a serious relationship either. But now that I'm older, yeah, and I know what I'm looking for and what I want, I appreciate, yeah, honesty, because obviously things ended right after. But yeah, what I found interesting was that he was so upset about the fact that I could potentially want to date other men just because he was dating other women. Like, the double standard was what was the issue for me. And I didn't really want to date other men. I just wanted to see what he was going to say. Yeah, he was indignant. He was, like, shocked.
But I think, I think that's what I think the challenge is. Because I remember when I was talking to that guy, you guys remember who I'm talking about?
Give us a recap.
So I remember when I was talking to this guy and I really liked him. And then, like, he would run, like, one day was on the phone and he was like, oh, can I have some advice? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he was like, oh, I'm talking to this girl. I don't really want to talk to her anymore, but I don't have to get off my case.
You're like, is it me?
And I was like, is that me? I gave him really, really direct, particular advice. Like, if he was talking about me, I would know. And it wasn't me, but I thought he was just chatting shit. Then he would talk to me about girls, but I thought he was just doing it to being childish, to test, like, how I was going to react to it. Then one day, he told me, I called him, and I was like, oh, do you want to go for food? And he was like, oh my gosh, I was literally about to leave my house to go out, to go and meet someone to get food, but I'd much rather go with you. And I was like, oh. And as I was getting ready, I called him back here, and I'm like, who are you going to get food with? And he was like, a date. I said, excuse me? And he was like, yeah, I told you that I was, like, I'm talking to other people at the same time as you. And in my head, I was thinking, that can't run, like, that can't run. But then I ended up, because I liked him so much, yeah, and I saw how invested he claimed to show that he was in me. For me, it was like, actually, I'm just gonna keep going, because eventually he's going to get to a point where he's sure about me and just gets rid of these girls. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
Then you're a fool. No, I know. I remember. I guess, like,
because I really respected the communication. Because, but I think the issue that happens is what Leanne was saying before, where it's like, I thought to myself, oh, okay, cool, you're going to do that, I'll do that. But I can't do that. If I like someone, I can't talk to more than one person. So it was just me just chilling, thinking, I don't want to call him now. He's on the phone to bay number two. Do you get what I mean? Like,
well, that's why you're a cloud, and we're glad you're out of that situation.
I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not advocating dating multiple people if that's not what you want to do, but sometimes if you really, really like somebody and you're trying to play the long game, sometimes dating around is a good way of just keeping yourself busy so that you don't, like, overthink a situation because of how much you like someone, you know what I mean? So there's a guy that I actually really like right now, but I'm just kind of, like, chilling. So if and when he comes to date me, I'll be cool, calm, and collected instead of, like, a lapdog just waiting for somebody to give me attention. You know what I mean? And dating is not necessarily the way to do that. Like, you could just engage in some self-care and learn to love yourself a little bit more.
You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket unless you have a reason to. But at the same time, you don't want to... trying to be smart, but then I forgot the phrase. Be emotionally... What's the phrase that your friend said, don't be
emotionally promiscuous,
right? So you don't want to go too far the other end and have that problem.
Exactly. It's trying to find the balance. I think even when we talk about, I think we talk a lot about, you know, exerting energy and physical health and kind of maintaining that, and I think emotionally it's true as well. Like, if you have emotions for, like, five different guys and you're like, ooh, but I like him, but ooh, but I like him, that kind of indecision in your life doesn't actually, it can bring about more stress and more trouble.
But I think it also can bring clarity in a weird way. So I feel like if you're too far in with both and are giving them both the same amount of attention and they both genuinely are, like, winning you over, that I think it definitely can be a thing where you're like, oh, which one am I going to choose? Because I've been in that situation before. But I think also sometimes it reinforces the person that you're meant to be with. Do you understand what I mean? Because I feel like if you're talking to just one person, you could be talking to them out of boredom. Like, they could be okay, but not actually be exceptional.
They're
like,
your backup.
They could be good. Like, what did I hear? I watched in Girlfriends the other day, and I think it was William, and he said to Joan, I don't want to be someone's good enough. So it's like, if you're talking to one person, they could just be good enough. Whereas I feel like when I have managed to like talk to several people. It was never at a deep level with any of them. It would just be really, really surface level. Then I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna keep talking to this one. But because I had like several people I was talking to, I was then able to realize, actually, in this week, the only person whose call I actually wanted to pay attention to was Bob's. Mm. So I'm gonna talk to Bob. But if I only had Bob, I'll just be talking to him all day long, wasting my time. So I definitely think there's balance. I definitely think there's like pros and cons to both. I guess it just depends on like how you are in relationships, because I wouldn't want to then just be, I wouldn't want to be talking to several people, then focus on Bob, and Bob's still talking to several people, and these times I've met Bob's mum.
Exactly. But have you guys ever been in this situation? Because we were just talking about dating two people that you couldn't really decide between. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a situation where you just are like, well, I don't want to choose, and then you just keep dating both of them? Because I feel like then that's a perfect example.
Julianne, have you been in that situation?
You're saying, has anyone been in? Question for a friend.
But I've been in a relationship where I've been one of two girls that somebody's trying to choose between.
Oh, wow.
And you just have to take yourself out of the race, because you're like, I don't want anybody who's not sure about what they want, you know? And clear cut that you want to pick me. But is that too much of an ideal?
I don't think so. I think that when it comes to love, relationships, whatever, as Rishan pointed out, you don't want to be someone's good enough. You don't want to be someone's, oh, they were the right person in the right time at the right place, so we're together. Because 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, you're going to be looking at this person like, fuck you. Like, I don't even like, we have a shit. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, because of a decision you made 20, I hate you. Because of a decision you made 20 years ago where you thought, do you know what? He's good enough. Fuck that. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, what is that indecision then when you have two people in front of you that you can't decide between? Is that the person that you choose, is that the lesser of two evils? Like, is that the person that, you know, because
I just think you shouldn't get yourself, you shouldn't, you know, life is not a rom-com. If you've got two guys that are interested in you, you know, you should be able to, if someone was like, you can only save one, you know, you should be able to just know. You should be able to know. And if you don't know, then it's neither.
You don't know. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. When I've been in situations like that, yeah, and someone's asked me, I've just been like, oh, forget both of them. They can both drown. Do you know what I mean? I mean, not literally. Like, I'm not causing any harm.
Yeah, metaphor.
I'm just an example. But I've been like, I'm not saving anyone. Like, they can do what they're doing.
You know what's also long about dating multiple people on a practical level? Have you guys... So say I'm speaking
The names.
Not even just the names, everything. So say I'm speaking to Bob, James and Rick. And Rick's into football. James lives with his housemate and the other one has something else. I'm like, fuck, what's he doing today? I know he told me, or so-and-so has this going on, but I don't remember his sister's name. And then you find out the other one's birthday is today. You're like, shit. It's just long.
No. Oh, the worst thing is, yeah, we're like, oh, do you remember this? And they're like, that wasn't me. And you're just like,
I literally have a rule where I'm like, so I was talking to someone the other day. Was it you? It might not have been you. I was talking to my friend the other day and I just roll it into one seamless conversation.
So. I need to get good at that because,
yeah.
That one's not.
Do you know, oh my God, I was speaking to this guy, yeah, and I was like, oh, have you heard this song? Sent him the link. He was like, I sent you this song. I was like, swear. I must have good taste. Like,
so we're all against emotional promiscuity, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not for me. I'm not against it. I actually think if I could do it, I would do it. But the type of, like, the way I get too emotionally invested in things to be able to do it healthily.
Yeah. Like, after a week, I'd be like, okay, this is too much.
Yeah, I'd be getting overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, my God. You're telling me why I can't do it, yeah? I'd be like, I don't want to choose. They both ask me out, and none of them are going to ask me out. They don't care.
It's so true. You act as if you're like the main character, you know, and it's, I mean, like, oh my God, everyone God. Wants me. And it's like, okay, but they're speaking to other people too. Don't get gassed.
Mom.
For yourself.
Yeah, no. Touch wood, because I know Josh would never cheat on you, Livs. But
thank you.
Excuse me, are you rude?
Isn't it? Rishan's bad. It's just unnamed. We don't know.
No, I was asking Liv specifically because, yeah, there's a specific reason, but Shan, you can chime in too. Okay, Shan and Livs.
Let's just yes. I don't want to answer now. Thank you. And I'll be letting my fella know what you really think.
First of all, your fella knows that I actually absolutely love him and he's one of my favorites.
Aw, thank you.
Basically, one of the, both Josh and Roshan's partner are essentially part of the BBW strategic team.
Hey.
No, the amount of meetings, listen, the amount of meetings that we have Leanne and he's just giving bare tips and advice and we're like, okay, all right, yeah.
Good advice. Anyway, so both of you, if you had to pick between your partners physically having sex with someone one time and cheating on you, or carrying out the emotional promiscuity, like talking to other girls, what would you prefer? Because sometimes there is an emotional lead up to the sex as well. So I think it is it's a case by case scenario. But yeah, probably I'm inclined to think that.
I think it's circumstantial, but I also think if a guy was to cheat emotionally, like basically having an affair about the physical side of it, yeah. And I feel like there's actually something fundamentally wrong in our relationship. Because he's actually reliant on that person. He's actually allowing himself to be more vulnerable. He's actually taking on the weight of the other person as well. Do you understand what I mean? I
don't even know. That other girl has become his person.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Like, so
there's something that's missed. There's some sort of void that's trying to be filled. Because also the type of guy I like is a busy guy. So how do you have to talk about so much time with your hands
Yeah, like if you say you're just chilling with your man and he's on his phone and he's like glued to it and he's laughing and he's smiling and you're thinking, who the fuck are you texting? I'm right here.
So true. But there is a balance, right? Because I think in relationships, sometimes we expect us to be everything, our partner to be everything to us. And I don't think that's possible. Like, I like the idea that my partner will have a best friend that he might confide in, maybe even not more than me, but about certain things that he may not
want. Okay, but what if she's a girl? Now what?
As long as she and I are friends, because you can't have any secret friends. That's the rule. Talking to people that I don't know. Like, we have to have met. And if she's your best friend, then she should meet your girlfriend straight up.
And she should want to as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've had partners who have had women as best friends, and subsequently they've become some of my closest friends as well, you know, because we meet up. But if there's somebody that I've never met before, but somehow she's just super involved in your life, that's definitely a red flag.
You know, you say to your boyfriend, oh, like, you know, you keep speaking to person X and person X is a girl. You're on the phone with her all the time. And if you have a problem, you go to her, you don't come to me. And he's like, yeah, but it's not like we're having sex. We've never kissed. I don't see you like that. How do you feel?
We have to have a discussion about emotional promiscuity.
And also about boundaries, because yeah. I feel like there's boundaries. Like, I'm not going to lie, one of my closest friends that I've been boys with for the longest, I had to cut him off the other day. And I think part of me cutting him off was because I didn't have the headspace to try and break it down to him, a really basic bitch thing. But also I felt like he wasn't respecting the boundary I was trying to put in place with my relationship. Do you get what I mean? So it wasn't that he was disrespecting it. But when I'm talking to him about, like, so for example, but as a single person, I'd go to his house and chill, like, late at night. I'll talk to him at all hours of the night, blah, 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 blah. So since I've had a boyfriend, I haven't done that. Not because my partner's told me I can't or I shouldn't, or he's even implied it. I just don't feel like it's appropriate, because I don't see why there's so many hours in the day. Why don't I spend those hours talking to you on the phone? Do you get what I mean? So I've naturally stopped doing those things. But the other day we was meant to meet up, and then I was like, he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be home at 10, then you can come. And I was like, oh, 10's a bit late, so I'll just see you another day. And he was like, oh, well, why is it late? You've come at 10 loads of times before. Like, what's the problem? And because I'm close with his mum and his brothers and stuff like that, he's like, you can just go there now and I'll meet you there. And I'm just like, I just feel like being in a relationship, like, it's not necessary. And then we ended up having a big argument about it. And for me, it was like, I don't see why you're making this a problem. Because the moment that he's told me he's talking to a girl, he's got a girlfriend, I automatically back up. Do you get what I mean? And it's not to say that our relationship changed drastically, because it doesn't. It just means that I respect the time of day that I call. And also maybe the length of times I'm on the phone to him if he happens to be with her. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I just feel like, what do you guys think are, like,
boundaries are almost a given when it comes to like relationships, when it comes to you and your partner and them having relationships with people of opposite sex.
I just think that you shouldn't do anything that you don't want done to you. So if you don't want, you know, your partner to be on the phone late at night, then don't be on the phone late at night. I personally don't really have a problem with that because I have friends in London, I have friends in New York. So quite naturally, wherever I am, somebody's going to call me at what someone might perceive to be an indecent hour. Another example, I don't have a problem with my partner dancing with somebody else while I'm
whining.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. As long
but,
as
it's sorry? Like,
as long as it's decent. Like, I don't expect anybody to be on their head
top. What do you count as decent, though?
Excuse me? You better be doing line ball dancing or tap dancing. The
there needs to be 6 inches in between you both. Like,
no, so no, like, she can't, her head cannot be touching the floor. Oh, and it can be a stranger. Like, if it's a girl that I don't know, that's a no-no. But if it's someone that we all know, because the likelihood is that my brethren might come and dance behind me, and but obviously in a respectful way to the person that I'm with.
I don't understand. Obviously, our cultures are slightly different. Like, I know you've lived in the UK and stuff, but ultimately, you have a Jamaican culture. Is that just a thing that's okay there? Because I don't get it. What do you mean?
It's just a wine. It's like carnival. It's like Soko. When you're in carnival.
It's not. Okay, yeah. Soko is an exception.
Exactly. Nobody cares about who's dancing with who when they're going
Listen, on carnival. I was talking to my fellow about this. I said, look, I'm just warning you from now. You know I am the carnival head. Okay? And when I go to carnival, I can dance with who I like. And it's not about disrespecting you, it's the culture. I said like you, I didn't get it. But now I've been to carnival several times abroad in the actual Caribbean, I know how it's meant to be done. And it's dancing with other people's men. And he was like, what do you mean? He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, I'm being dead. Like, I was like, this isn't even a joke. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, this is a thing.
If my partner had a problem with it, I wouldn't dance with anybody else in his presence.
Mm. So, Leanne, do you, because you are the single one here, do you think that you are emotionally promiscuous? I'm sorry. But do you think, A, do you think you're emotionally promiscuous? And B, where do you think that line is? Like, how does someone become emotionally promiscuous?
I think I have been in my younger years, for sure, when I was wild and reckless. I probably was emotionally promiscuous because I was seeing people. I would definitely date guys without necessarily being transparent about who I was dating. But I think no, especially because I'm single and I'm dating kind of around, I'm very open about the fact that I'm dating around, and I'm also very much aware of the fact that if I go out on a date with someone and I don't necessarily see a future, I won't continue to waste their time. Like, I just will, you know, end things, or I won't see them again. I won't go out on any more dates.
How do you do that, though? Because I know this is so rude of me, but I used to just ghost. So what do you
do?
I'll just start, like, not being a horrible person, that's a bit of an extreme, but I would just like take longer to communicate so they
your answers
in their
become
head.
Blunt and vague, and then they just don't appear anymore. They just slowly
descend. I wouldn't text them in the morning. I'd say like good afternoon. They'll say good morning at 8 a.m. and I'll be like good afternoon at 4 p.m. Do you know what I mean? And
how, like, are you fine that,
yeah, and it wouldn't be intentional. It's not like I'm available on my phone and I'm looking at it like I'm gonna take long to reply. So it was just like, they're not a priority anymore. So that would just be what would happen. So for you then, when you're like dating, how do you then like cut it off? Like, do you call them and have an actual conversation? Do you like meet up and be like, you know, let's have a talk? How does it work?
I think it depends on how long you've been dating them. So I've definitely, when I first got here and I was dating a guy for, I guess, the first 2 months that I was here, and I realized it wasn't going anywhere, I definitely sat him down and had a conversation. I was just like, look, I feel like this is where we're going. We're going in different places, you know, but we can be friends at some point in time. But if it's somebody else I just went out on one date with, yeah, I might just not respond to their next message. Yeah, I think it really just depends. Because you don't want to be like, let's have a conversation, and then they're like, well, we went out on one date and you're crazy. Because that shit can definitely happen. But it's interesting how people perceive dating around, right? Especially when you're a woman, because when we talk about, I don't know if you guys have been reading all of the stuff around Lori Harvey, know that she's dating Michael B. Jordan. And there was literally an article the other day which just listed every single person that she's dated in her entire life. And I was like, God, man, let the girl live. Like,
I was just going to say, I don't think Lori is any different from most girls in their 20s or 30s that you just like, you know, you see someone, you date for a couple months, and then you might be single for a bit, and you date for a couple years, and like, but because she's a celebrity, it's like, oh my God, she's jumping from man to man. And it's like, like, what? First of all, why do you care? Like, why do you actually give a damn? And secondly, why are you not giving the same energy to all these young male celebrities that are literally jumping from person to person? Like, they will take a girl to a red carpet and then you never see her again. And like, it's like, why are you so bothered about what women are doing?
I don't know who wrote that list, if they've been in her vagina and in her phone book and all these things, like 24/7. But I can definitely say there's a lot of people who think they dated me that I didn't date. Do you get what I mean? So that list, it probably isn't even a fair reflection of people she's actually been dating with, let alone been sexually active with. Do you get what I mean?
True. Very, very true.
And I'm sure people would think that about me too. I'm sure there's guys who I thought I dated and they're like,
no.
We spoke on the phone, I gave you free food. That was it, bitch.
We weren't a thing.
I came home, obviously, in September, and I was at a cafe. I was picking up something to eat, but just, like, I went to pick it up and went back to my car. And when I was in there, I saw a guy that I dated very briefly. I think we went out on, like, 2 dates, maybe 3 tops. And he came. Mm-hmm. So I go out now, and I'm sitting in my car, and I'm, like, putting my seatbelt on, you know, plugging in my phone, et cetera, et cetera. And I see him kind of saunter out of the cafe. And he comes over, taps on my window, and puts his business card in my car. Like, just kind of drops it in my lap. And is like,
does he know it's you in the car?
He did not recognize me at all. I was like, I know you. We went out together. We definitely made out.
Like, and was he like, sorry, I don't understand. Sorry. No,
who are you?
No, I didn't say that to him. I literally, he dropped the card in my lap and was just like, you know, I think you're cute. And I just looked at him.
So he was moving to you.
Yes.
I'll stop it now.
And he was just like, do we know each other? And I was like, yes, we That's do, rude. Actually. We've been out on dates before. And he was just like, And it took him a while. Like, I had to literally jog his memory. And my ego was literally, like, in the ground, dead.
Aww.
I couldn't, yeah. It took me a little while to recover. But I'm
That was amazing. I'd be like, let me jog your memory. So, I was the best person you ever had? Yeah, that's me.
He was like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You live in England and you used to smoke cigarettes. And I was like, that's all you remember.
I'm also a doctorate, bitch. Let me just send you my resume so you have more things to remember me by.
To be fair, he's a neurosurgeon, so I can't even...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yes, give me that business card.
Well, fuck this guy. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Thanks for listening, guys. Get your podcasts wherever you get them. Like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. As you can tell, my fellow podcast hosts are very rude because they're laughing at my out. But we move. Yeah, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Dope Black Woman and on Instagram at Dope Black Woman 1.
So until then, stay blessed and unapologetically black.
All the way black.
Blackly black.
Blacktastic.
Oh. Okay, Leanne didn't want to say blacktastic, guys. So if you all just rewind and say it for her, that'd be great. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Listening to our I am so awkward. What the fuck?